Most valuable person on the planet. In the final weeks of her pregnancy, Joy Buckley had been sleeping on a couch to avoid climbing the stairs to the bedroom. It got harder to breathe. Her bladder was being squished. She said she had to eat 8 small meals a day because she couldn't fit as much food in her stomach at one time. She knew her soon-to-be-born daughter, Harper, was going to be a big baby. And she just had no more room to give her. Well, you're not going to believe how big the baby was. Let's go to Joy Buckley now on the phone. Congratulations, Mama. You're the most valuable person on the planet.
I seem to have realized that.
How big was this big little bundle of joy?
She was 15 pounds and 5.6 ounces.
15 pounds?
Oh, my gosh.
It says, the story says it took 2 doctors, one pushing down on Joy and one pulling up on Harper, the little baby, because she delivered via C-section, to get her out from under your ribs.
Wow.
Yes.
Did you hear this?
It was... No, actually, I heard her cry, so...
Oh, well, that's a good sound. And everything's okay.
She's still in the NICU. They're working on getting her breathing up to par. It's still not where it's supposed to be. Now, they're talking today that it might be, there might be some fluid in her lungs, so they're going to try and give her some diuretics to see if that will help.
Okay, but you're feeling positive about the outcome here.
Yeah. I think she just needs some time to get it together.
Well, she had space.
She had no space. She's doing a lot of shallow breathing, which Mom was also doing a lot of shallow breathing because I had no space to breathe. So kind of we're both working on getting our breathing back to par together.
Is this your first?
This is my second. My first one weighed 11 pounds even.
Well, that's a big baby, but was the first pregnancy more normal, for lack of a better way of putting it?
I had a C-section with that one as well.
Well, thank God.
It was for the most part. I mean, I didn't have, with Harper, I had a lot of cold problems with her. I had bronchitis and pneumonia a lot.
Good God, woman. You've been through a lot.
That I was probably going to have some breathing issues through my pregnancy. With my son, the only thing I had was an occasional nausea. His pregnancy was pretty easy.
Well,
they say that.
Oh, go ahead, Joy.
With girls that they take a toll on your body. Well, they weren't joking.
And so you have a interesting story because you had some troubles getting pregnant.
Yes, I did. I was only ever given a 15% chance of ever conceiving naturally on my own without the help of fertility treatments. We did go to a fertility clinic. They tried an IUI, and that failed. And I just was like, I don't want to go through this again. But we had started the process of foster care. We had actually had a little baby that was a couple weeks old when he was placed with us. Uh-huh. Or no, he was only 2 days old. He was 2 days old when he was placed with us. He came straight from the hospital. We'd had him for a couple weeks before we tried this procedure. I'm like, let's just concentrate on the kids we have now and let's see what happens. Well, I just decided that foster care may be the route we were going to go to end up being parents. We adopted our daughter, our oldest daughter, Heaven, through foster care when she was 3. And I just said, okay, we're just going to do this route and see what happens.
And then you found out you're pregnant.
After we adopted her, 2 years after we adopted her, I took a pregnancy test in May, the Thursday before Mother's Day. And I found out I was pregnant, and I was just in utter shock. I was like, this wasn't supposed to happen, but I'm okay with it.
Did you, was your husband home at the time?
No, he was actually at work. I called him up, and he was in disbelief. He was just like, whatever. I was like, no, I'm serious. It's positive. It's just blinking positive right in front of my face. And he's just like, well, take another one. I said, okay, I'll take another one in 3 hours and see what happens. And that was, like, positive within 5 seconds.
Wow.
I was like, okay, boom.
So
he came home from work, and he's like, all right, let me see these tests. So I had him sitting on the kitchen table. I was like, they're right there. He's like, they are positive. I was like, I told you.
So listen, buddy, you were there. I'm not making it up.
Yep. So,
and that was your son.
Yep. That was Chase.
And then, were you equally surprised when you became pregnant with Harper?
Yes. Yeah. Because I was told that getting pregnant a second time was just as rare as the first, if not even more rare. And Harper kind of is a double miracle because in July or June of last year, we went on a family vacation and we left Tennessee on a Friday night. We ended up in Pennsylvania. We were going to go to Knoebel Steam Park, And we went to Knoebels, and then that Sunday we were supposed to leave. We were headed out of our hotel, and within 5 minutes after we had headed out of our hotel, we were hit by a tractor trailer.
What?
Who failed to yield at a red light. He thought he had the right of way when his light was obviously red, and we had the green light. Totaled my husband's car, but we all walked out without a scratch. Holy I didn't know cow. I was pregnant, but I was pregnant with her at the time.
Oh, wow.
I didn't find out until a few weeks later that I was pregnant with her.
And then you end up having her, and it's like a second tractor trailer.
Yeah, kind of. Yep.
Wow, so, you are something else. I don't know. I don't know if you're nothing but a good luck charm or a bad luck charm. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
I'd say probably good luck charm, but
I would too.
Well, yeah, but I think I had somebody else there with us protecting us the whole entire time.
No kidding.
Little Harper is so cute with that blonde head of hair.
I know, right?
She's adorable.
Well, yeah, you're an amazing.
Have some mud in that blonde hair, so
you're an amazing story. I hope you have some help.
My husband's been here every evening that he can when he's not working. His family medical leave doesn't start until next month, so he's had to work. But my mom actually and my dad have been taking care of my other two
good.
Kids,
good,
so we've been
good.
Here.
Good, good, good.
And then they'll alternate with my mother-in-law. She'll take him next week.
Good.
So.
And take care of yourself. Holy cow, you've been through a lot. Well, you're not only the most valuable person on the planet, you're the most amazing story I've heard in a long time. God bless you. Good luck with the new one. And
thank you.
It's rare when you give birth to a teenager, but this is all going to work out.
She's not quite as big as she was at birth. She's lost some weight, and to me, she looks more like a normal, but I'm used to having big babies, so big babies look normal to me.
Wow.
Little babies look fragile.
The average baby is between 5.5 and 7.5 pounds, and your little baby was 15?
15.
Almost, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Stay away from your husband, at least for a little while.
Yeah, for a little while.
Yeah, at least for a little while. All right, Joy, thank you.